you're always writing something. That's what I've told so many people, is that, you know, you're writing every 6 days a sermon. So your flow is continuous, whether it's a song or whether it's a sermon, because you're just always, you know, pen to paper. And so, and you're always hearing from, you know, asking God what he wants to speak to our church week in and week out. And so I think like so many of our songs do come as a result from the overflow of what we're learning in church.
And it kind of goes with the second one. We can mention them together. It's always be connecting, always be collecting. And by collecting, we mean, remember the woman who came to Savage Jesus and she's like, ah, my daughter's in trouble. He's like, I don't give the children's food to dogs. She's like, then I'll take the crumbs. I'm scrappy like that. Anything that I think God might have possibly given me, it's a voice memo or an Evernote or on a napkin somewhere. And I am very, very greedy for any phrase, image, concept, any little melody, anything. And what I'm doing with all of that in the collection phase is not categorizing it yet, just collecting it. And when I collect something, and we'll do this real time. I didn't plan this out, but I'll find one and give you an example. I don't always know what it is when it comes. If you can relate to that, wave your hand. I don't know what it is, but it's something. There's a little bit of oil. I don't know what it is, but it's something. And you have to learn how to respect your somethings. Enough to record them, enough to go back to them, enough to live in them, enough to pour them out. You have to respect your something, even when your something sucks. Our favorite phrase is, it sucks, but it's a start. So I have in this phone, let me count the notes, 6,053 notes on Evernote, and mostly I write on paper. Ask him, ask Buck, he works out with me. And in between squat thrusts, I'm making up an excuse to go write something down. It's a good way to procrastinate in your workout, by the way. God's giving me something. But I'm always, and I don't know he brings. I don't know what he brings over there. He'll start working on something, but I'm going to respect it enough to collect it, to have somewhere for it. I'm going to have a jar ready in case oil feels like flowing. Do you have that set up? And it doesn't have to be organized, because now you can search stuff just with a box. So I have, I've been sending him songs. Poor Chris. While he was recording this last album, I was sending him song starts for the next one. It's kind of dysfunctional, but he loves me. I wrote down beta blessings the other day. You know, like a beta version? Beta blessings. I don't know what it is. It's something.
I put this sermon in my phone, beta blessings, and I checked on the info tab on my Evernote, and it said, I put it in 2018. And it's been that long in my phone. And then there comes a time when God will prompt me to release it and preach it. And when I put it in my phone, beta blessings, I was thinking about the things that God does in our lives in certain seasons, that at first we're not sure if it's a blessing, because it's in beta. When I wrote this sermon down in 2018 and couldn't figure out exactly how to preach it, I thought it was wasted. It wasn't wasted. It was in beta. Can I preach like I've been waiting to preach this for 3 years? We've been following the Israelites through the wilderness, and they are in between seasons. I read you a scripture where Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and Omega. That is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, Alpha, and the last letter, Omega. That's why he says, I'm the beginning and the end. In the last book of the Bible, he says, I am Alpha and Omega. I want you to write this down. It's a little bit of a long sentence, but Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. But I need a beta blessing for the spaces in between. Help me, Holy Spirit. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, God was with them. He never stopped being with you. He's not waiting for you at some future destination. I want to get closer to God this year. That doesn't come five Bible books that you've memorized later. And then a lot of times we'll be like, God, bring me back to the love that I have when I first met you, which is typically overrated in our imagination because we weren't as holy as we like to tell ourselves that we were when we first met him. So when you say he's the Alpha and the Omega, you've got to also mention, right, that he is also Beta. That's in between Alpha and Omega. And that's where we need his presence the most. How many understand that when a new year changes and a new year begins and there's so much excitement, or when a new year ends and there's so much desperation, we've kind of missed the point that some of God's greatest blessings are beta. Some of God's greatest blessings are in the form of, watch this, manna. I don't know if you've been watching the sermons or slacking off, but I'll catch you up real quick. That I've been talking about manna in the wilderness, that he gave them manna, which means, what is it? Isn't that cool? They needed food and God gave them something and they didn't recognize it as a blessing at first. What is it? That's what manna means. Everybody say, what is it?
What is it?
What is it? And then manna also means what it is. It is. And I don't yet know what it's going to be. And that's true about your life. And that's true about the thing that you're praying about right now. And that's true about everything that God has put inside of you. I want to look at this real quick because it's so powerful. In Joshua chapter 5, it gives us a picture of this transition. Put it on the screen for me, Joshua chapter 5. I could find it in my Bible. We could do it quicker. It said, the day after the Passover, this is the Israelites, after going through the wilderness for 40 years, after dealing with the situation for 40 years, the Bible says that they celebrated the Passover and they ate some of the produce of the land that God had promised. What kind of bread? What did I preach about last week? I'm not going to invite y'all back if y'all don't help me preach. I preached about this last week. Please tell me the sermon stuck that long. So they came out of Egypt with unleavened bread. They didn't have the time for it to rise, but they had to go. And sometimes you've got to set out with a word from God, not knowing all of the details. Even Abraham had to do this. God said in Genesis chapter 12 to Abraham, this was before he even had an H in his name. This was before Vanna White even sold him. This was back in the times when Vanna White used to manually turn the letters. Some of y'all don't know. This was a long time ago. This is back in the very beginning. Did I just preach Wheel of Fortune by accident? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I did it on purpose too, for the real ones. And watch this. Before Abraham knew where he was going, he had to leave what he knew. Don't quit your job. Don't sign a divorce paper. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about abandoning your way of thinking. And the Lord said in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, go from your country, your people, your father's household, to the land I will show you. You notice how specific God was about what he was leaving from? And how vague God was about what he was going to? That's where beta blessings are required. That's the beta version of the blessing of God. And follow it a verse further. This is God's original blessing to his people coming through Abraham, the father of our faith too. The nation of Israel would all come through this one man, but it was still in beta. It would all come through one man, but it was still in beta. And the Lord had such a big vision for how he wanted to use Abraham as a blessing. I will make you into a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. And you will be a blessing. One more verse, show you how big this is. Let me show you how big this is, what God had in mind to do through Abraham. Let me show you how big this is, what God had in mind to do when he created you. Let me show you how big the picture is that God sees while you're so zoomed in on the part of your life that you don't like. He said, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. You see how big that blessing was? But it was still in beta. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tesla, but when they have it in beta, they don't release it to everybody. You have to sign up for that. God was going to bless the whole earth through Israel, not just them, but we encountered them the last few weeks in the wilderness while they were still in beta. The Lord told me I'm preaching to some people today who are in the beta version. The beta version. And when it's in the beta version, they're usually working out some bugs. Ask somebody next to you, got bugs? That's why I don't put it on my phone until later, because I want to wait till they get all the bugs out. And I wonder, did God take his people through the wilderness for 40 years, around and around in circles, to get the bugs out? And I wonder, has God left some of the things in our life in a holding pattern, or brought us into spaces where we're not getting what we're praying for, or it's not happening as fast as we want it to, because maybe he wants to get the bugs out? So I'm praying a prayer over my life this week. God, get the bugs out. Because I don't want to release a version to the world. See, before I preach this message to you, I preached it to myself so I could get the bugs out. Because before I release it, before I put it out on YouTube, where everybody with a broadband connection and an opinion can judge it, I want to make sure it's what God wants to say. I had it in my phone 3 years to preach to you because God wanted you to have it right now, but it wasn't wasted. It was in beta. God said, there's some stuff you prayed for. There's some stuff you asked for. There's some stuff I know you need. It's in beta. It's in beta. It's in beta. This relationship isn't a bad relationship. It's in beta. It's in beta. This song I'm working on isn't a bad song. It's just in beta. That book I worked on last year that's not ready to be released yet, it wasn't a waste of time. It's in beta. I put it in a box in my room to remind myself that Lazarus might go in a box for a minute, but he will rise again.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.